What's the best way to improve a city? Some people would start with a look at the streets, and not just the cars. That's the idea behind Complete Streets, a program that's been underway for some time around the state. My colleague Bill Dorman spoke with Mike Packard, the person who's leading Complete Streets in Honolulu.
Complete Streets is a different way of looking at cities. It's an approach that aims to create a comprehensive, integrated network of streets that are safe and convenient for all people, whether traveling by foot, bicycle, transit, or automobile, and regardless of age or ability. In 2009, the state passed a law requiring all counties in Hawaii to adopt the Complete Streets policy. The city and county of Honolulu finalized its Complete Streets design manual last fall and hired an administrator, Mike Packard, who's been good enough to join us on the conversation to give us an update on how things are going. Aloha, Mike, and thanks for coming in.
Aloha.
So, how are things going?
I think we're off to a great start, and really, this is not a program that's starting from new. Complete Streets is something that's always been integrated in a part of Honolulu and the way we do design. It's just become mandated now. Like anything, change is hard. However, the realization of where we need to be as a city and providing for our residents is there. And I think people understand that safety is really the key goal. And so, you know, I'd say we're doing quite well.
So you, among other things, are a professional traffic operations engineer. When you look at Honolulu traffic, what do you see from a planning perspective overall, big picture?
Well, you kind of hit on two separate things there. The one being the traffic operations engineer, that goes back to a prior life of mine, and really the way traffic engineers were trained, and that's understanding the nuances of movement of vehicles and intricacies of making sure that delay is minimized, and really we can provide for the largest amounts of capacity with the highest safety. How that plays into where I am today is I understand the traffic, and I understand why we are where we are. And much of that goes beyond the traffic, but to the land use planning and some of the sprawl that we've had. And cities across the U.S. have really dealt with. And when you have limited space, it's much easier to spread out than it is to go up. And so as we've gotten that sprawl and limited places to build roads between the mountain and the ocean, there's really limited ability for us to move the people that we've put out so far. So, you know, when it comes to dealing with our traffic situation, you know, really providing those sustainable alternative options is the solution to get us where we are going and where we need to go to be a more sustainable island.
Those constituencies, though, can be pretty different in terms of folks behind the wheel and folks on bikes and all of that. I mean, it's and also walking around in terms of the pedestrian side of trying to balance those without sort of giving too much weight to one of the groups. How do you find yourself doing that?
Well, and that's really the million-dollar question. And when we talk about Complete Streets, you know, there is no cookie-cutter way that we look at these streets. Not every street is going to have the same needs for treatments. Not every street really has the demand or necessity for various ones. So, you know, a protected bike lane like we have on King Street is not appropriate or necessary on a neighborhood street where people should be traveling in the 20-mile-per-hour range, and sharing the road with a vehicle should be rather a low-stress type of use. When we look at the bikeway design, you know, for the majority of time here, when you think of cyclists, you're thinking of the spandex clad or the reckless crazies driving down the road. And the reality is that those cyclists, they would be riding their bike regardless of the infrastructure we put in. National studies have shown that, you know, 60% of people are interested but concerned. So if we have that high a number of the population that would actually ride a bicycle, choose to ride a bicycle as opposed to needing to take their car, if we could design facilities that accommodated that 60%, we could quite easily alleviate some of those traffic demands. That doesn't mean that people from Ewa or Kapolei or Hawaii Kai are going to be taking their bikes in from that line. We're not looking at it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. When it comes to transit, rail, bus, it's those last mile connections. If you take your bike to the rail station or to a bus, You put it on the bus or the rail. You take it into where you need to go. You make that last mile connection. That's where really the bike infrastructure can help support that.
You know, on a very pragmatic level, what's the deal in terms of bikes on sidewalks, though, and pedestrians? That's a real issue in a lot of places.
It's an absolute issue, and it's one we hear about every meeting and largely when we go to the pedestrian advocate groups. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of their biggest concerns, and, you know, something that we need to understand is this is not a pedestrian versus bicycle situation. What it comes down to is insufficient facilities for bicyclists to be able to make the choice to ride in the road or on the bike path or lane that exists there. So I really take that as my responsibility to make those cyclists that are choosing to ride on the sidewalk, provide them an alternative, an equal alternative in the road where they would choose to ride there and not conflict with pedestrians. Because realistically, in our business districts, in our downtown, Waikiki, Chinatown, those are areas where we have such a high volume of pedestrians on the sidewalk.
It's dangerous and it happens right along.
It absolutely is.
As well. Let me move to one other area. The bulb outs, these structures, I understand, designed to act as curb extensions. They popped up in Chinatown last month. They've caused a lot of confusion. A couple of weeks ago, City Council Committee approved a resolution urging the city to immediately remove them and before taking any further traffic calming measures to consult with business and residents to consider the impacts. Number one, I guess, what comes with this or what comes next with this? And number two, lessons learned on that score?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a realization that communication should have been better between us, the elected representatives, in addition to those merchants who we have heard are most concerned and feeling the brunt of this. It's something that going forward we will ensure that our communication is better, but it really comes back to the intent of the bulb outs and what they're there to demonstrate. And you know, it's a product of Complete Streets. It's prefacing where we are trying to go, and that's the extension of the sidewalk.
But it's also, as you know, somebody, I spent a lot of time downtown, and when those popped up, it was oof. What are these? And you know, that you can't drive down Mauna Kea, I can't pop over and pop in the Lay Shop, and a lot of people were just confused in terms of what is the deal.
Yeah, and what you said is exactly what the deal was. It's unfortunate, but many of those places where people were popping over and popping in, those were illegal parking, illegal loading, illegal stopping places, and they're illegal for a reason, and that's because they put pedestrians at jeopardy. You know, we having people stop on the crosswalk or in an area that could potentially block line of sight, that's a pedestrian safety hazard. And then having the unfortunate title of worst or highest number of pedestrian elderly deaths in the country, you know, that's something that Honolulu really needs to take a step and look at so we can rectify that situation. And it's not about turning a blind eye to the illegal activities that have been going on. It's making sure that we're accommodating all users. That includes the merchants. We need to make sure that we are providing the appropriate loading and stopping and pickup places. So it's working with them and working with the entirety of the community, because people are pulling over because they don't have a safe or alternative place to pull over. So maybe we take some of those parking stalls and turn them into short-term loading zones.
Work in progress, and we look forward to checking back in with you.
Absolutely.
On that work in progress. Mike Packard, heads of Complete Streets Program of the City and County of Honolulu. Mike, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.